everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pop Culture After Dark. Abel and Vonnie here for another week of gossip for you all. Sorry we missed out on last week's episode. I needed a mental health week, and Vonnie stays busier. So, sorry about that. But this week, we have a good lineup for you all. We are talking about Jamie Lynn Spears, Tila Tequila, Bill Cosby, Drake Bell, Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, Kanye West, Britney Spears, Richard Sherman. Also talking about JoJo Siwa, Demi Lovato, Jada Pinkett Smith, Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton, Emma Button, and James Sister Charles. So there's an eclectic group of people to talk about, and we are going to start with these hoes, Demi Lovato. So... These bitches have their own podcast called 4D with Demi Lovato, and one of her, of course, let me just fucking disclaim this shit now. I did not listen to the podcast. I do not subscribe to the podcast. I read an article, okay, because I don't want people to be like, well, how you report on her if you didn't listen? Because bitch, I didn't listen. I read an article. Anyway. JoJo Siwa was on their podcast, and JoJo Siwa, for those of you that don't know, is like this huge, like, I don't know, like content creator now, but she came off of it. Wasn't like a TV show. She was like on one of those like Dance Moms, yeah, or some shit. She was on one, yeah, of those shows, but she became this big, huge personality. And she was like this very, just like all the little girls wanted to be like her. She had a very clean cut image. Well, she shook the world a little while back recently when she came out as queer. And I don't know if she identifies as lesbian or bisexual or what she identifies as, but I do know she has a girlfriend. And on Demi Lovato's podcast, JoJo revealed that Demi was actually one of her first gay awakenings. She also revealed that her partner, so JoJo's girlfriend, actually shared the same feeling because her partner went to see Demi in concert one time with her mom, and that's when she was like, she realized that, oh, I have feelings for females because of Demi. And Demi was like, of course, she turned the conversation about herself and was like, oh my God, like, I'm so glad that you, like, I'm a part of that for you all. And they were talking about her song Cool for the Summer or whatever that song was, which it was a little bop. Like, I bopped it. I liked it. This was pre-Demi hate train. And so Demi shares that her video for that song was kind of her way of like hinting to the world that she was queer or non-binary or whatever she is, identifies as, without coming out. And she just basically made the whole JoJo Siwa's experience her own. So what are your thoughts on JoJo Siwa's gay awakening?
Like, bitch, you couldn't pick someone like, okay, I, whatever. Demi back then was okay, like you said, pre-Demi hate train, like, okay, you know what I mean? So I get it, you know, Demi's cute, you know, and stuff like that. I could see how she could be a gay awakening for, you know, for women, girls, you know, whatever, they get their little first girl crush on her. That's awesome. But of course, like, I keep saying her and she, I'm sorry, them. But of course, they would turn it around and make it all about them. I can't wait for the next fucking documentary to come out about fucking Demi and how she just, you know, turns everybody and shit. I can't wait. She's like the fucking gay messiah. Fuck that bitch. I still can't stand her ass. But hey, to each their own. You know what I'm saying? To each their own. But JoJo Siwa, like, I mean, that's cute. I do remember her. Like, she's so cute. Like, you know, she was always, like, real bright, always had her hair, ponytail to the side, big-ass fucking bows. Like, I don't give a shit. I will still wear a big bow on my fucking head to this day. So, but I know when she changed her image a little bit, yeah, and she came out, she did, you know, she shook it up a little bit. But Demi, and I ain't watching her podcast either. Fuck that. Or her show or whatever the fuck it is. where they are talking about them and making everything about them. Well, yeah. Fuck them. That's how I feel about them.
We still hate them. We still can't stand those hoes. And those hoes being Demi. So let's move on and quit talking about trash. And let's talk about another trashy situation. Drake Bell.
All right. Drake Bell. And let me tell you what, when this story came out, I was like, Drake from Josh and Drake? Like, what? I didn't. Where have I been at? Like, I did not hear nothing about this case, nothing about him being a pedophile or anything like that. Or just, so I was a little blown away when I started, like, you know, reading up on this case. Okay, so Drake Bell had some charges pressed against him. Now, he pled guilty to a felony child endangerment charge, as well as one count of, how did I say it earlier? Disseminating. There you go. Disseminating. Damn. See, I knew we get there. Disseminating. I can't even fucking say it now. The motherfucker had a harmful matter to juveniles, whatever the fuck that means. Honestly, for one, I think these charges are shit. It should have been a sexual assault charge, you know, whatever. But these are what he actually pled guilty to. He did receive 2 years probation for these charges, which, again, I think is bullshit. So he is now 35 years old, and the victim is 19. Now, the victim claimed that she was sexually assaulted multiple times by Drake when she was 15, but she had been groomed by him since she was 12. So when she was 12, she met him through her aunt because she was like a super fan or something like that. They got in contact and they started texting for years, starting from when she was 12. Texting for years, and then they developed their relationship online, and then it turned into like a sexual nature when she turned 15. And that's when she's claiming all of, you know, the sexual assault happened and stuff. She said he ruined her life. She hated to go to bed. She was scared she was going to see him in her nightmares, blah, blah, blah. So he has not actually admitted to any of these sexual assault charges or any kind of, you know, any of that being said against him. He did plead guilty to the other charges, which, you know, are fucking shit, like child endangerment and the disassembling matter, whatever the hell, to a juvenile. Yeah, he disassembled her brain and fucked it up because he groomed her ass. But Drake turned around and did say he is sorry that the victim was harmed in any kind of way. That is not what he meant for it to happen. Okay, first of all, this fucker is 35 now. She is 19. What is that year difference? And how many years is that? Go ahead. You like math, Abel. Do it.
Like 16, I think.
So if she was 12, how old was he?
28.
Exactly. Like, mm-mm. What? Like, what? And how is that child endangerment? And where was this kid? Ooh, see, anyway, I'm not gonna, like, on my thoughts. What are yours?
Oh, bitch, I have a lot. The trial and her testimony and his testimony are actually on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I watched parts of it, and she said that she was a big fan of his, and that he started grooming her, like you said, when she was younger. He would tell her how pretty she was, but he never made any inappropriate gestures towards her until she was 15. When she was 15, he hadn't seen her in a couple of years, and he was like, oh my God. He made a comment like, she alleges that he made a comment like, oh my God, like, you are not a little girl anymore. Like, you've grown so much. And because they had, you know, quote unquote, known each other for so long, you know, 3 years, her aunt would trust her with him because nothing had ever happened before. She claims that there were times that he forced her to give him like sexual favors while her aunt was standing right outside the door, and that he would like literally like force her to do it, like make her. She says that it has put a strain on her family because her mom blames her aunt. She has resentment towards her aunt, and so like it's put strain on their relationships. I feel like, where the fuck were your parents? Like, all these, like, it goes back to, like, all of the allegations against, like, someone like Michael Jackson. I'm not letting my kid go with this fucking person that I don't fucking know. Okay? You don't fucking know them, really. Why the fuck are these people letting their children just go off to fucking hotel rooms? Like, if a kid is going to a meet and greet, the parent should be right there with their child. Okay? Also, I, like, a lot of people are coming at her, like, well, why does she wait so long to come out? Well, bitch, she was a child. She's 19. This court case has been going on since, I think she was 17 when she filed or something. So it's been going on literally 2 years later. That's not a long time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some people don't speak out for years, and we've talked about that before. The reason why people are saying he wasn't charged with a more serious charges, like he wasn't, you know, arraigned on more serious charges, was because a lack of evidence. It would kind of be, you know, his word against hers. So they basically did a plea deal with him. One of the things is, like you said, the probation, but he's also being on the registry. So he'll be on the sex offender registry list, which is weird because he now has two children and a wife. And what really shook me was that this girl, this victim, says that his now partner actually knew about the assaults and everything. Because one time she was allegedly texting him, and she was like sending him naughty photos, and the wife was pretending to be Drake. And at that time, it wasn't his wife. Well, Drake, you know, shook it off as just this crazy fan, blah, blah, blah. Well, then his wife or his girlfriend at the time, fiance, whatever she was, privately messaged this girl and was like, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry, like, whatever, whatever. You know, sometimes this and that, like, defending Drake's behavior and whatever. And so she's alleging that not only did Drake know he was doing to her, but his now partner and wife knew, and other people around him were also aware of the situation. So I think that people in this world are fucked up. Like we've said many times on this podcast, you have to be careful with who you surround yourself with. And parents, people listening with children, be careful with who the fuck you leave your kids around. Your kids are almost, they're all teenagers. You still would not let them be around no motherfucking strangers like that. Yes, you have instilled like that natural, you know, you've taught them well, right from wrong, but you're still going to protect your kids. And they're all almost grown as adults, but they're still teenagers. At the end of the day, though, they're your children, no matter how old they are. What the fuck would you do if you were this parent? Like, what would you do? Like, if your children went through this and then he's getting 2 years probation? That's my question for you.
Fuck that. I would be mad as fuck. I would be burning shit down. No, that's bullshit. But you are right. Parents need to parent and police their children. Like, go with them to these things. I don't understand. I have nothing but teenagers. And let me tell you something. If my teenager was like, oh, I get to go hang out with this so-and-so star or whatever, there's a meet and greet, I'm like, cool, when we going? Like, no. Bitch, you ain't going to nobody's fucking hotel room by yourself. Like, uh-uh.
You're like, bad.
And if I'm coming, one of my homies is coming with me, because, bitch, I ain't going to this fucking hotel room by myself with my kid. Like, you're crazy. No, I don't ever get that mentality of parents letting their kids, like, even travel with, you know, stars or groups or bands. And I'm like, bitch, don't y'all remember what groupies were? Like, why you letting your 10 and 12-year-old kids be groupies? Like, I just don't get that shit. I really don't. So I'm not with that. And I hope, like, more and more parents, like, because I know with this day and age, parents give their kids like a shit ton of freedom and everything. And I get that. I do. Like, okay, sure, I don't agree with it, but I understand, like, more and more parents are working, there's more and more one parent households, you know, and they, you know, rely on kids to make smarter choices before they're old enough to really understand which one really is the smarter choice. So fuck that. I was like, and this Drake dude, like, man, fuck. So he's basically canceled. Like, cancel the fuck out of Drake. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not with it. I don't believe him any way, shape, or form. I'm here for this victim. Like, she's, what she went through with, like, I'm sure it was horrifying, and I can't even imagine. And I hope she gets, like, whatever help she needs to get her through it and get her past it. And I, yeah, fuck him and the judicial system, because they really, really let that victim down, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of letting victims down, that leads to the next bombshell story that we have. Bill fucking disgusting rapist Cosby. Bitch. How the fuck? We talked about last time. He's free. Mm-hmm. How the fuck is Britney Spears basically under lockdown in her house, and this fucking rapist who has been convicted out free? Okay, that's not today's news, because we reported that 2 weeks ago. Today's news is as that this motherfucker is planning a comedy tour. Bitch, a comedy tour around, not just like in California. He is going on a nationwide comedy tour. Tickets will be available soon.
Isn't that motherfucker like all sick and shit? He can't even live life, and now he's out there doing a comedy tour. So I guess, like, hide your drinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, I would not give him any fucking money. I would not support, you know, him at all in any kind of way by buying a ticket or even going to this. If somebody invited me to it, first of all, invite me to what, bitch? Like, We ain't even cool no more. Like, you ain't even my friend no more.
Like, imagine me texting you like, hey, you want to go to the show with me? You're like, cool, what show? Bill Cosby.
A bitch, what? Like, I would laugh. I really would. Like, I would choke laughing because I would think you were full of shit. Like, there's no fucking way. Oh, okay, who's his special guest? Demi? Like,
oh. <no. laughs> Bill Cosby featuring Drake Bell.
Oh no, hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your drinks. Like, nah, fuck that. And that should, that's
what a fucked up system. And so that's two cases where the system has totally fucked up. I want to talk about Britney Spears, because she is still in the headlines. She's been her whole life. Last time we talked, you know, the judge denied her to be free of this conservatorship 100%, right? Mm-hmm. We also reported that the financial people in charge of the finances backed out. It is just her father. Well, today, July 14th, 2021, the judge granted Britney Spears her request for her to hire her own attorney, which is a huge win, because before then she has had this attorney that's court appointed and has never told her about getting out of the conservatorship, has never helped her. Well, today, after just very seconds after she was granted access to her own lawyer, she hired a former federal prosecutor, and they announced that they will be suing her dad for conservatorship abuse. Britney today claimed that her family never cared for her, and she said her entire family has never cared for her. She also stated that her dad would show up to her house drunk and threaten and physically and emotionally abuse her. Bitch, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this is a step in the right direction for freeing Britney?
I really do. I am glad the judge is allowing this. It allows her, you know, the right and the access to hire somebody that is fully going to represent her and only have her best interests and what she wants, you know, at heart, and is going to fight for that. And as far as the allegations go against her father and everything, you know, if that's what it really was, then hey, let it all come out in court and let her, you know, win her freedom bit by bit the right way, you know, and make sure, you know, at the same time, though, making sure she is competent and stable enough to handle her own and take care of herself and stuff like that. But I am here for it. Like, it's enough's enough with this shit, you know?
I am excited that she's able to hire her own lawyer, and that he was a former federal prosecutor, because he's going to be able to give insight on her mental health. I'm sure he is going to put her through. I'm sure he had conditions like on taking on her case. I'm sure he was like, we're going to have a psych evaluation. She didn't want her old attorney in the court to order her one, but I'm sure because he chose her, she's going to be willing to do that for her lawyer. So I'm sure he's going to be there to protect her. And I think, like I said last time, she needs to be given back her freedom a little bit at a time, as long as she's safe and the people around her are safe. And I'm glad that this lawyer is going to be there to fight for her. And we'll see what happens with her dad. I mean, everything in the dark comes to light, bitch.
Oh yeah, it always comes out. No matter how long it takes, in the end it comes out. So we'll see.
So I want to speak about Britney Spears' family. Another family member that has taken a lot of heat is her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears. Jamie Lynn had her a career for own for a little while, right? She was like on a little cute TV show, some cute like kid show, whatever. She, after all of these allegations came out and Britney spoke out, she said that she has only ever wanted to be her sister's little sister, that she was always supportive, that she had no gain on her sister's stardom. However, we have since learned that Jamie actually did gain financially from Britney Spears. She was a part of the conservatorship, actually. And then Jamie Lynn Spears announced that just this week has announced that she has a book coming out titled I Must Confess, which is a line from Britney Spears' hit song, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Mm-hmm. And people are giving her hell because it's like she's saying that she doesn't piggyback off her sister's stardom. She only wants to be her sister, and yet she is fully, fully using her sister for money. What are your thoughts on I Must Confess?
Well, like, what? Okay, first of all, I might read it. Yeah, I might. I just might, because, you know, I'd like to know what's in there. But I mean, come on, bitch. Like, I don't know, though. That's sibling shit. You know, I kind of expect my kids to do that to each other at one point. You know, I mean, to me, that's sibling shit. You know, yeah, she's over there saying, like, I don't want to piggyback off of her, blah, 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 blah. But she's kind of done that anyway. You know, her whole career and stuff like that. The only reason she's ever been relevant or even known was because she was Britney's sister. So, you're not really doing too good of a job pulling away from that, Jamie. And I, you know, with all this stuff going on with her sister, it's so weird. She's like, you know, just almost like trying to my sister, but look at me, but my sister, but look at me. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like, what? Well, I mean, sure, whatever.
It reminds me of, like, I feel like every celebrity sibling has that issue. Like, Aaron Carter and Nick Carter. Right. They don't speak. And they are, like, they notoriously have a toxic relationship. A lot of the Jackson family members are infamous for not speaking to each other and having issues with each other. I think a lot of it has to do with egos. Everyone has an ego. We all do. But I think when your sister is Britney Spears and when your brother is Nick was the one in the Backstreet Boys, right? Yeah. Nick Carter, when you're their little sibling, they're the youngest sibling, I feel like your family and the world put a spotlight on you. Like, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
it's just like the Kardashians too. But the only difference with the Kardashians is they're smart. They know what makes the money. They know it's like as a whole and stuff like that, as a conglomerate, you know, they that's how they bring in their money and stuff like that. But their feuds are legendary. I mean, come on, Kim telling Courtney that she's the least exciting to look at. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't even know what,
That's just true. That's just truthful. I mean,
but still, I could not be like Kim's sister. Bitch, we've gonna be fighting. Your fucking makeup artist is gonna have to keep covering up all them black eyes. I'm gonna give you hoe if you keep trying me. You know what I mean? I can't believe Chloe takes that shit, because I feel like Chloe will beat her ass. But hey, whatever.
Courtney is my least favorite Kardashian Jenner. Like, I cannot stand Courtney. Her voice, her personality, her everything about Courtney, I cannot fucking stand about Courtney Kardashian. Like, I really don't like her. Like, I don't, she's not like on Demi level. Like, I don't really think about her every day. I don't think about Demi every day. But like, when I read an article about Courtney, I'm not like, oh, that bitch. I'm just like, oh, she's annoying. Like, with Demi, I'm like, oh, I can't stand that, those hoes. But with Courtney, it's like, oh, that bitch is annoying. So, speaking of an annoying bitch, Courtney Kardashian, girl, you ready for this tea? I got some tea. Y'all listeners, get red tea. So, a lot of celebrities were in Vegas this past weekend because of the UFC fight. Mm-hmm. And, oh, bitch, that was a good fight, by the way. Anyway, oh, we need to talk about that, too. Remind me. We need to talk about that. You were going to say that. There was some tea spilled at that fucking fight, okay? Okay, so a lot of celebrities were in Vegas this past weekend for the UFC fight, Conor McGregor fight, and Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were there. And it is rumored that they may have been married. Courtney's hairstylist posted a photo and of the couple, and the caption read, "Now I understand why people tie the knot in Vegas. There's nothing like love and a good time." And then Travis Barker's daughter commented and said, "I'm so happy for you guys." And then Courtney actually reposted the picture in her Instagram stories. So, there may be a new Kardashian man in the real family.
Oh, RIP to him. Oh no.
Oh, like that TikTok. Oh no.
Oh no, 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 no. What did you do, Travis? Don't do it. It's a trap. I know.
Don't do it. Yeah. Oh. So if they got married, do you think that it was, first of all, do you think that there's cameras rolling for that new Hulu show? Second of all, do you think that they'll last?
First of all, without a fucking doubt, none of those bitches do anything without a camera up their ass. And I thought I was bad. Nah, they and they plan that shit. Like, everything. Oh, you know, surprise, surprise. Bitch, I wouldn't know surprise. Like, your mama had that shit in a script like 10 months ago. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. And will it last? Wow. I don't know. People talk a lot of shit about that Kardashian curse. And, you know, good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor. But no, maybe, I don't know. They seem genuine with their affection and how much they really love each other and stuff. And they very well could be, I mean, normal people run away to Vegas all the time and, you know, elope and stuff like that. So maybe, I'm here for it. I'm here for their love. I hope it lasts. I don't want it to be like the Kardashian curse cliche. I want some man to make it. Maybe he's the one. Maybe he's the one that can deal with all the fucking drama and everything like that. So, yeah.
I think maybe if they did get married, I think it might last because Courtney is the only Kardashian, because the other girls are Jenners, that has not been married. Chloe and Kim have been married. Courtney has waited out. And Courtney, you know, so I feel like she is the oldest. So I feel like, and that's not shade, that's just the truth. She is the oldest. So I feel like, I don't know, like, as much as she annoys me and I really don't like her, I feel like they're pairing, like their relationship, like it works out, I feel like.
Me too. I do really like them together. All jokes aside and everything, you know, I hope they make it last. I really do.
So from one marriage or possible marriage to another that you literally called on our last podcast. If you aren't sure what we're talking about, we're talking about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Listen to our last podcast. Vonnie fucking called it. It was all about America.
I know. She was so adorable. Oh my God, I love this. So Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani did in fact tie the knot on July 4th weekend, as predicted. You're welcome. I love these two together, and their wedding was just so incredibly adorable. Very country chic. I absolutely adored it. But the big thing, like the tea about this, that, oh, speaking of this tea, we're going to have to jump back to the fight tea. But anyway, on this tea right now, not one single member of No Doubt was invited to this wedding. What? Like, I know. Okay, so I know they had like a falling out and then like getting back together. And then like, what? Wasn't she like either married or dating like one of the guys from the group at it? God, it's so long ago, T. But not one single member was invited. I mean, what do you think about that? Like, what's that about?
So I think she was married to one of the members, or they dated, mm-hmm. like you said. I'm pretty sure they were married. I think it's very fucking shady that she didn't invite the other members. For them to be friends, I think No Doubt started like in the late 80s, if not early 90s for sure. For them to be a band that long and experience life together that long, I think was very, very wrong. Because it wasn't like a small gathering. It wasn't a huge wedding, but it wasn't like an intimate wedding. They could have invited the No Doubt members. I think an easy way out for them could have been, like, if she didn't want to invite them, she could have been like, hey guys, like y'all are invited, but you know, we're keeping it small, so we're not allowing plus ones. Like, I bet you they probably would, at least they would have been invited, and I bet you they probably wouldn't have been able to go because they probably all have plus ones.
Right.
So, like, I feel like that could have been a way for her to invite them and not look like the bad person. But at the same time, it was her day.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. So, it's her day. She can invite if she wants. But at the end of the day, people are like, yeah, but what the fuck? Why? What's up? When? What happened? You know what I mean? Like,
flexibility, girl.
Was the tea. But other than that, it was, you know, a very joyous occasion, and we are so happy for them. That is definitely a union that I see lasting, you know, for a very long time. So yay, congratulations to them. Back to the fight tea. What happened?
Oh yeah, so before we get to the fight tea, I do have that written down. I want to talk about one more marriage that happened over the last 2 weeks. Spice Girls, Emma Button, so she was Baby Spice, married her significant other of over 20 years, Jade Jones. They shared 2 kids together, and it was announced via Instagram with a photo of them two, and it simply said, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Oh, Lord Jesus. I was so thrilled for them because I love me some Spice Girls. They were the very first, pop group that I can remember being a fan of. They were before NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Destiny's Child. They were before all of them for me. And so my first part of being in a fandom, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah.
And so,
for sure.
I was so happy for her. She seems like a genuine nice person. Obviously I've never met her. I have never seen her live or anything. But she seems like a genuine nice person, and I'm so happy. And her husband and her make the hottest fucking couple. I'm like, holy shit. Holy fucking shit. They are fucking meant to fucking be. I'm like, good Lord Jesus. They make a good couple. So congratulations to all of these couples. I'm so happy for all of them. Like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Anyway.
I know. Where's our wedding, Abel?
So, girl, there was some UFC tea, girl. There was some UFC tea. So this
what
past
happened?
Weekend. So this past weekend, and speaking of weddings, we just happened to be celebrating my family, my mom and dad's 33rd wedding anniversary. And so it was like a whole weekend event. And Saturday, there was a UFC fight. It was Conor McGregor versus some guy. And I just like to always go for the person that's fighting Conor McGregor because I don't like him and his fucked up attitude. I like to watch him because he's so rowdy and it's funny, but I don't like him. And so we ordered the fight and we're watching it, you know, not to bore you guys, because if you're listening to pop culture, you're probably not the person that watches the UFC. But anyway, this tea is too boiling hot to pass up. So the fight actually ends right as the first round is coming to an end. The fight ends because Conor McGregor breaks his fucking leg. It is fucked up.
It was gross.
So they interviewed the other guy right after the fight. And he's talking about how Conor McGregor is a scumbag. He was wishing like death upon him during his interviews and that he's a dirty fighter. And again, he's talking about Conor McGregor. And this guy, I thought, dropped the bombshell of all bombshells when he said, quote unquote, to all of you out there booing right now, y'all can kiss my whole asshole. Girl, I was shook. I said, not the whole asshole. I was shook. So then he walks off. As he's walking off, they're interviewing Conor McGregor. And I don't understand what the fuck he's saying because he's like, his adrenaline's going. I think he's Irish. And he has this very strong accent. Bitch, tell me why the captions on my TV didn't even pick up what the fuck he was saying. But the part that I did hear was something about my leg may be broken, but your wife is in me DMs.
Ooh.
I was fucking shook. Holy fuck, I was shook. So I posted a meme on Facebook and Facebook. I was like, not $70 for kiss my whole asshole versus your wife was in my DMs. Like, and then I watched the commentary afterwards and none of the like reporters were talking about that. I'm like, okay, the fight lasted one round. Why are we acting like they just didn't talk about kiss my whole asshole and your wife is in my DMs? Like why aren't we talking about the real meat and potatoes of the story here? A bitch, if I get the receipts, bitch, I am sharing those on our Instagram. Let me find out. Oh, bitch. I was fucking stuck.
I will say Conor McGregor is a huge shit talker. So you got to, you know, take what he says with a grain of fucking salt. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, like, are the wife in the DMs? That's what I want to know. I'm going to have to go look. I'm going to go to Twitter because, you know, Twitter ain't got no chill. Twitter find this shit out real quick.
Twitter posts everything, bitch. Twitter fucking, they don't block shit. They don't hide shit. Twitter don't. The people that run Twitter, I don't even think there's anybody in the building. They don't give a fuck. Bitch, they don't give a fuck what is posted on Twitter. You can find all kinds of dark web shit on Twitter.
Twitter's pretty bad. And I'm here for it. I'm here for the Twitter shit. So I'm definitely going to go search the Twitter web for these receipts.
TikTok fucking blacklists you for saying one wrong fucking cuss word. And TikTok, they shadow ban you.
I mean, I just got banned on my last live. Like, literally, they cut me off in the middle of my live. I'm like, what did I do?
TikTok be shadow banning everybody, bitch. And Twitter, you can act the fucking fool over there. So
come on, can you go live on Twitter? I'm gonna start going on Twitter. Bitch.
You're getting pissed off. So why don't we move on and talk about Jane's sister, Charles.
Sis, what is you doing? Okay, so if you've been listening to our podcast long enough, you know the controversy with James Charles. If you do not know, please go back on our other episodes and listen for it. It is so much. But he was taking a break from the internet, supposedly, so that way he can reflect on all of the bad shit that he's been up to and doing. and pretty much come to terms with this new person that he's trying to be better person, you know, and really take responsibility for the accusations and allegations and everything. And, you know, all this shit, bunch of bullshit, because that's what it always is with him. It's a bunch of bullshit. So he basically did a Jeffree fucking Star. So he came out with all of a sudden a video, and it was Get Ready With Me. He did a Get Ready With Me video. And in the video, he's like, I'm not going to talk too much about makeup because I don't think I could just come back and just start making videos again. You know, I want to have just like a really sit down and talk to me moment and this and this and that. And bitch, you already know I got 5 minutes of that fucking video before I had to shut the fuck down because it was bullshit. Like, it was bullshit. You can tell it was bullshit. And it was basically, I'm sorry, but not really sorry. But, like, this is how I am. So you should just, like, expect it. And, oh, my God, look at this makeup. And I'm going to do this with my face. And I'm going to do this. Like, bitch, what? And then, like, he put out another video. And he's making cookies in this fucking video. Like, nobody wants your child fucking, you know, oh, now you got cookies now? Huh? Dark side? Whatever. Like, I can't with him. I can't take him serious. I mean, what do you think?
Bitch, I did not understand that first video. We watched it at like almost the same time. Bitch, I was like, what in the fuck is happening? What? Who let him post that? He obviously does not have management. I'm like, who authorized that post? He needs a conservator.
Because... He doesn't, because he fucked her over and she was suing him, so...
He needs a conservator, bitch. He needs someone to manage his life because he has a lot of nerve. Like, holy fuck. And then he was like you said, doing that whole making his own crumble cookies or whatever. I'm like, are we gonna act like none of this shit happened? Because he's already got over, when I checked the day, I think it was posted 2 days ago. The day after, he was over 1 million views on that video already. The fucking cookie video.
Yeah.
What the fuck are those million people thinking?
Short-term memory loss? Yeah, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know. Like, why are we enabling this part of society? Like, I really don't. He needs to be off the internet. I'm sorry. He needs to be off making videos. He needs to be, like, you know, just, you know, in therapy for a little while. Yes, working on me. He basically came and said, oh, you know, bad japes. You know, and that's it. That's really it. That was the end of it. I'm sorry. I just can't.
I don't even think he like slapped himself. I don't even think he said bad James. I think he was just like bad James for getting caught.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, oh no.
Bitch, James is about to have to go have a seat with Candace Owens, girl.
I was just going to say that. He's going to have a seat with Candace and Demi and all them hoes in the back seat because I can't. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to... I can't buy anything that's James Charles related or anything else like that. I even kind of slowed up on my Morphe spending. I have not spent anything on Morphe since all this shit started. What?
Tea. All right. You mentioned Morphe. You mentioned the bad M word. Okay.
Yes.
So isn't his shit still on their website?
Yes.
Okay. So makeup artist Manny MUA, also a YouTuber, was on TikTok. And he's talking about his favorite $7 new lip combo. He's like, there's two products cost $7 that he makes his famous lip with. First item is a Morphe lip liner. It's $4. And he has some balls because he's like, I know. A lot of you don't fuck with Morphe no more, but it's $4. And I was like, he has a lot of nerve supporting them because didn't they kick his ass to the curb
quickly? They sure the fuck did when he started all his drama and had all of his drama with that toxic group of influencers there for a moment and stuff. So yeah, so I don't know. That makes you wonder, is he in talks with Morphe again? Like, what's going on? Because Morphe is really doing some backpedaling and trying to, you know, stay faced with their brand over all the bullshit that's going on. They are taking a lot of backlash for still having James stuff on their website and everything else like that, because if you look at it, look what they did to Jeffree, and that's bullshit. You know what I mean? So I can't be here. I can't support Morphe. I cannot support James Charles, and it really sucks because some of my favorite brushes are Morphe ones. So yeah, no, I will not be purchasing Morphe items right now. I definitely will not be purchasing James Charles stuff, and I'm not going to support him by, you know, watching his videos or anything else like that. I did watch that first one that he came back with and stuff like that. All the other ones I read about, but I'm not going to give him the views. I'm not going to give him the likes, the shares, like none of that stuff, because I'm so fucking sorry. But when you keep, when you have a repeated pattern of trying to, you know, he says he's not trying to talk to little boys and stuff like that, or underage kids and stuff like that, but it's there. It's a pattern with him. And I don't think it's going away anytime soon. If anything, he's just going to develop ways to either hide it or not get caught in the future, because he's not getting the kind of help that he needs or being held accountable and responsible for his actions now.
Yeah. And then him addressing the issues by putting makeup on was so like a slap in the face to these alleged victims.
Yeah.
I'm like, kind he of has weird. A fucking nerve. And I think that people are forgetting, or people are putting us under the rug, because a lot of his alleged victims are male. And when mm-hmm. it comes, God forbid, if he was a straight man, straight white cisgender man, and this was a teenage female, oh, he would be canceled. I mean, quickly, if he was a cisgendered man.
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I do agree with
that. Because he's not a cisgendered man, like he's not just a straight man, he is a gay man. And his alleged victims are males. I think that people are sweeping under the rug, because a lot of the times males are, they fly under the radar. A lot of the times that when they get essayed or R'd, they get swept under the radar. And that happens if people don't realize that a man can be taken advantage of.
Oh yeah, I agree. It's sad.
So speaking of one sick fuck to another sick fuck, we're going to talk about former reality TV star Tila Tequila.
Oh, this bitch.
Girl. Oh, my Lord Jesus, y'all.
This story makes my head hurt.
Y'all, bitch. Tila Tequila was a TV personality back in the maybe early 2000s, I want to say. It wasn't the 90s, so I was too young. She was one of the first. She came out at the same time as like Tiffany, what's her name? Tiffany, like New York Pollard, like the girl from Flavor Flav's TV show. Like she came out around that time, like when Flavor Flav had a TV show.
Yeah.
When the Osbournes were on, she was that in that kind of world. So right. she had a show like on MTV, like Dating Tila or something like that. And right.
The Shot of Love or something like that.
Yeah, so she was like very promiscuous. She was very all about her sexuality, blah blah blah, blah blah blah. And all of a sudden she's like this cracked out Bible thumper, right? Well, she recently went live on her one of her social media platforms, and I heard it for myself, the clip. And in this clip, Tila Tequila is quote allegedly, I don't know the Bible or what Bible she was reading. I don't know any Bible for that sake. But she was allegedly reading a Bible of her choosing, of her religion. And in her readings, she was saying that God, that the angry Black woman was created, you know, quote unquote, the angry Black woman is a stereotype, first of all. That they were created but as a punishment from God, and that God was punishing them not only by giving them that trait, but by also stripping them of their hair and making them bald. That came from Tila Tequila's Bible, some readings, book, something. And I heard it come from her own voice.
Was she reading from, you know, the dumb bitchulations? What the fuck? Where the fuck did she get the, you know what, bitch? What beautiful Black queen stole your man or your woman? Like, bitch, what? Why are you mad at a whole fucking race? Like, I'm, what?
And then I'm like, if you're reading the Bible, bitch, I know a little bit about the Bible. You would know that the world was created in Africa. Everybody has, like, if everyone did a DNA test, like one of those like ancestry tests, everybody would have at least like a point of something of African in them.
Yeah.
Because that is where allegedly the world was originated from, like the first humans. So I'm like, Tila, bitch, where the fuck? Oh, and then she is saying this, that they have to wear fake hair and that they put on these fake fronts to hide their anger. And I'm like, bitch, are you saying that everybody that has weave, because everybody wears a weave nowadays, bitch, you're saying everybody that has weave is angry?
Yeah, and back in the day, that hoe had some too. So I don't even know what the fuck she's on. Like, why does she want to get jumped? All I'm hearing is, beautiful black women, come jump my dumb ass. Like, no. Like, what? Oh, you know, this bitch going to get snatched up in the streets and I'm going to be here to watch the fucking clips, because it's going to be world star up the ass and I'm going to be here for it. Like, fuck her. Somebody hit her. Somebody, like, what is she on? Like, what? Oh, man. What is wrong with people? I hate it here. Earth is so ghetto.
Earth is so ghetto. Like, Tila Tequila. Girl, the aliens drove by and they saw Tila and they were like, it is so ghetto here. First we had COVID-19. Now we have Tila Tequila.
I can't believe she's even like still relevant. I mean, that's not even
she's not relevant, but a lot of our listeners probably have never even heard of her. She's always been controversial, but this bitch is a fucking mess. And she had a lot when I heard that, I was like, oh, bitch, when someone sees her, when one of these beautiful queens see her, it is on sight.
Dude, on sight. Quick. Fact.
Somebody like, TikTok that shit, please.
Rightfully so. So, you know.
So, I want to move on. And speaking of a beautiful black queen, I want to speak about Jada Pinkett Smith, because she is fucking beautiful. I love her.
I agree.
I think she is so talented. I think she's wonderful. I love what she stands for. And I like her show Red Table Talk, which is on Facebook Watch. Well,
I'm here for her and all of her entanglements. Let's do this.
Yes, girl. Entanglements, girl. So Jada Pinkett Smith recently revealed on her show Red Table Talk that she had a huge drinking problem, which we being the collective of the world, she has shared that with us before. She has shared that she has addiction issues. It actually runs in her family. So she said, she revealed, what was shocking was that she revealed she drank like almost all day every day from Thursday to Monday morning. So I guess like Monday afternoon she quit. I was like, when I read that, I was like, oh, I was like Bonnie, but anyway. So Bonnie just drinks any day that, you know, that's like any day that ends in the letter Y. But anyway,
oh, look the fuck out, take a drink.
no, but honestly, seriously, this was a problem for her. Okay. She says that on the set of The Nutty Professor, she was actually so drunk and high at times that she couldn't remember her lines, that they would actually have to read them to her, like every line. Mm-hmm. Also revealed that she one time got so drunk and threw up at actress Debbie Allen's home, like everywhere, and that was kind of like her, one of her like awakenings, like one of her moments that was like, I need to stop the shit.
Right.
So what do you think about her sharing her, like she has shared in the past, of course, about her addictions, but what do you think about her sharing like this much detail? And also to that, her revealing that she's kind of, she didn't use this verbiage, but she's kind of living a California sober life, because she says that she stays away from hard liquor and only every now and then indulges in a glass of wine. So that's kind of like a California sober lifestyle. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, you know, all jokes aside, I applaud her for coming out and speaking about her alcohol addiction, you know, and her drinking problem, because for some people, it is a problem. There are people that can drink every day, get drunk, have fun and stuff, but it's not a something that will stop them from, you know, having their job or leading, you know, a normal life or anything else like that. But there are people that just, they just can't do that. And it's a problem. It's an addiction. And when they recognize that and they come forward with that and they talk about it and they open up to other people, like, this is my problem. I love that she's doing that so other people could be like, wow, okay, she goes through the same things that I go through. It's not just me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's really good. And I'm here for her. It takes, you know, a certain level of being comfortable with yourself to admit to any kind of problems that you might have or addictions or anything like that. So I'm here for that. The California sober thing, like whether or not she used that verbiage or anything like that. I mean, I know a lot of people that will abstain from hard liquor and only drink either beer or wine, or they abstain from beer and like only drink liquor because they get super, maybe aggressive on, you know, something or other. So, you know, either way, it is what it is. You know what I mean? That as long as she knows her limits, she's good with them. It's not a problem for her. And it's not like where she can have a glass of wine and then all of a sudden you find her in the bottom of a bourbon jar or something, you know what I mean? Like a bourbon bottle. Then, you know, it's whatever. You know, that's just how I feel about that. I don't have nothing negative to say about that.
Yeah, I love her. I just feel like that's a dangerous path. I mean, only she knows her limits and only she knows her journey, but like, for instance, Kelly Osbourne, we talked about her on this show, talking about, I can have just one glass of wine, and then the next day it was bottles.
Right.
And so it's like, can an addict really control themselves? I guess she'll only she can say, you know, what she does, but I don't know. I don't know. I personally just don't think that it's the right thing to do, but I also can't tell someone how to live their life. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I sit there and I think sometimes about my addictions. I try to empathize with people that do have an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction, or, you know, even like a prescription pill addiction. And as much as I joke about Xanaxes and drinks and stuff like that, I have never been one of those to have like a habit forming thing with any of those things. Now, what I have a habit forming thing with is makeup. Try and make me not buy makeup. It's not going to happen. I should probably go to support group for makeup. I'm not even lying. I just ordered the Jeffree Star mystery box, $180. But you know what I mean? Like, so I have my addiction. It would be super hard for me. If I was going to want to like stop with makeup and stuff, I would have to stop cold turkey. There could not be I'm just going to buy, you know, one or two items. I couldn't do that. I really couldn't, because I know where I'm going to end up. I'm going to end up at Sephora spending $500. So, you know, you're right. It is a dangerous game when she's playing, but hopefully, you know, she's got a grip on it. She's got a handle on it, you know, and if not, then girl, I don't know. there's places out there you can turn to.
Yeah. I also think that a lot of it, the difference between her living that lifestyle and Kelly Osbourne and Demi Lovato, is that she's open and honest about it, and she's not hiding it from people like the other two were. And I think that she probably has a lot of good people around her.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so let's move on to Kanye West and his girlfriend, or maybe not, Irina Shayk.
Man, we couldn't pronounce her last name last time, so I didn't even try. Irina, that chick.
Girl. All right, his alleged new girlfriend, girl. So Page Six, you know, they interviewed an alleged friend, an alleged inside source, but you know, there's always a fucking source. And the source says, the source is one of Irina's alleged close friends. I say alleged because, girl, we trying to get into another lawsuit. Well, they say that they are not a couple, that despite all of the photos and trips that they've been on and vacations that allegedly they've been taking together, they are not a couple. Irina is allegedly wants to be alone. She's happy being single, and she is not wanting any type of relationship other than friendship with Kanye. What are your thoughts on this thought?
It seems like this thought just wanted free trips. Like, That's what I'm hearing. All I'm hearing is a bitch just wanted vacays. Hey, and I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her. She's just using what she got to get what she wants. Like, you got to have them Ronnie Hole quotes, you know. Shout out Players Club. But, yeah, that's where I see that. Like, literally, that's all I see. Either that or, I don't know, maybe Kanye was like, you know, I don't really like you very much. You kind of remind me of somebody. And this is her coming out saying, like, oh, I didn't want to be with him anyway. You know, it could go either way, but I find it hilarious. Or, how about you?
Or she's like, this motherfucker's crazy. Like,
I mean, it could be that.
Could be that. So I don't know. We'll see. We're waiting for some more receipts because Page Six, they're like iffy on their news. I feel like when they report, it's like it could they hit a miss. So we'll see. Alrighty. So the last story of the day is a pretty serious topic, but I wanted to bring it up because we've talked about you know, like NFL and NBA and these organizations that cover up for all of their players and athletes. Well, NFL free agent Richard Sherman was arrested early Wednesday on a charge of burglary, domestic violence. So he is, correctional facility in Seattle at 6:08 a.m. He's actually there right now as we're speaking. He was booked and is still behind bars. A record state that Sherman was denied bail, but a spokesperson for the Redmond Police Department told ESPN this is standard procedure for domestic violence suspects until they can appear before a judge. The representative would not confirm the name of the person taken into custody, but we all know who it is. But they revealed a 911 call from the house was received at 2 a.m. local time with the caller claiming an adult male family member who didn't live at the residence was trying to force his way inside. The suspect was outside the home when police arrived. According to a report from TMZ, he not only resisted arrest, but ultimately had to be taken down by a police canine unit. Bitch, they sick the dogs on him, bitch. Afterwards, he was rushed to a local hospital to be evaluated. He was cleared medically, then booked into the King County Correctional Facility. Unfortunately, no one at the residence was injured. So, what are your thoughts on this? Another athlete acting a fool. And I add this because this is all alleged right now, right? He hasn't seen a judge. He hasn't been convicted of anything yet. However, his name is been thrown around to be entered into the NFL Hall of Fame. So, do you think if he is convicted of this alleged incident that the NFL should still indict him into that, or do you think, you know, they should take this into consideration? What are your thoughts?
For me, it's a little too early to give those thoughts if I don't have all the specifics of what happened, what the charges were, who the victim was, what the assault charge was, the robbery, was he really trying to do it? Is this real? Like, what was going on? For all we know, it could have been a family spat that turned into some bullshit that somebody called, you know, and stuff like that. So at this current moment, no, I do not think any of this should be taken into consideration. However, if it comes out that this was some kind of horrible, you know, domestic violence case and, you know, all that stuff, yes, I do believe that, you know, he should be stripped of any, you know, considerations going into the Football Hall of Fame or anything like that. But that's just personally what I believe. I know other people will sit there and say, well, what he did in his personal life doesn't affect what he did on the football field that got him those nominations or considerations to be in a Hall of Fame or anything like that. I'm sorry, I believe otherwise. I believe it's your character as well as your talents and what you did for the sport and all that stuff. So, but at this current moment, I'm going to go with no. No, I do not believe. I still think he should be considered if he's being considered. And I would wait until more details come out about this case.
Yeah, I feel like because he hasn't even seen a judge yet, that we don't know what's happening. I feel like it's like kind of early reporting, but if he does go to, if he, it is kind of telling that he was denied bond. But then the article also stated that it's, they usually always deny bond for domestic violence issues. So
yeah, that'd be like normal procedure, you know?
So it's kind of like, well, you know, we'll see. But if he is tried and convicted of this, yeah, NFL definitely does not need to put his ass in the Hall of Fame. And like you said, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people saying that he should because of his talent, blah, blah, blah. No, ma'am, no, sir. Like, your character has a lot to do with it. And you cannot be a role model if you are being a person of this character. So,
yep, I'm 100% with that.
Well, that is it for this week's hot gossip and tea. We spilled lots of it. So thank you guys so much for listening. Just a reminder, we have a Patreon. We do have some content on there. However, we have decided until we start getting more and more patrons, then we will produce all the content for you guys. You'll get behind the scenes looks. So you'll get a look at our pre-show and all of our ramblings, because usually we haven't seen each other or talked in a few days. So we talk a lot of shit. Then the after show, we're like just letting it all out, letting some of our unfiltered thoughts come out. So we'll have that there for you. You also get access to our video podcasts, because the video podcasts are being uploaded to YouTube, but they are private. They are only going to be, they're all saved for our Patreon members. So patreon.com/popcultureafterdark. Check us out there, support the podcast, so we can just make better content for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And one last thing, please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to our podcast. Thank you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.